Before contracting the virus, the president often attended large rallies, with many attendees not wearing masks. In our final segment, we talk with emergency room physician Mike Murphy about those large gatherings.
When you saw these large rallies that the president had, what was your reaction? What were you thinking when you saw those kind of large gatherings?
Just disappointed. You know, you would hope that leadership from the top would allow people to see the importance of social distancing and mask use. I think it's, you know, you just sort of shake your head and hope that everybody there maintains their health status. Certainly don't want anybody to get sick from this, but I just, you see those and just think, wow, they're really taking a risk. And that's, I mean, that's their decision, but the risks that are associated with large gatherings like that they're still present. This is not a disease that's going away anytime soon. And so when you see that, you kind of just sort of shake your head and hope that things turn out well for them.
What about the general mental impact of COVID itself? What have you seen?
Certainly, I haven't seen a significant impact of cognition from the patients I see, but keep in mind, I'm in the emergency department. We're seeing people on a brief basis. Generally, we don't see them again. And so it's hard for me to say on a personal basis. I can say just in terms of what I've read and sort of general medical experience, the patients who go to the intensive care unit have issues with cognition, but it's still very early in this process, and it's hard for physicians to know, hey, is that coming from COVID or is that coming from the general experience in the ICU. Anybody who goes into an intensive care unit, just because of the nature of the care there, has a change in their mental status and their cognition. The impact on sort of people who have mild symptoms and aren't hospitalized, or even those who are hospitalized instead of the ICU, is still not well known. I mean, keeping in mind that we're still only about 6 months into this. And so long-term effects on cognition or even short-term effects have not been well reported.
One of the things that struck me as I watched some of the coverage was a Herman Cain kind of syndrome, where Herman Cain went to a rally, obviously, said he felt actually fairly good even after he had contracted the disease. And then, of course, about a month later, he died. And I'm wondering about that potential scenario for the president and certainly others, but that we may see, great improvement or he feels better, things look good, but then a lot of patients suddenly turn for the worse.
I can tell you I've seen that. I have seen that personally, particularly in older populations, and you have to be honest about the president's age and his health status. You run that risk. That's the other reason why he should probably not be out and about. It's good that he's back at the White House. It's good that his physicians feel that he's stable enough to go there. But, yeah, he's not out of the woods. I mean, you've got to give this a couple of weeks. And I think Herman Cain is a great example. He was at one of these rallies, wasn't wearing a mask, and he was an older gentleman at risk for complications from contracting the virus, and he died. And that can't be overstated. It's tough because of the timing on this for the president, but, you know, he should be watched. I'm sure his physicians are watching him very carefully. It's older population is definitely at risk, especially for relapse.
Emergency room physician Mike Murphy on the coronavirus and the president. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.